Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastava, and today we will be discussing about the 77th Republic Day celebrations, showcasing blend of India's rich cultural diversity and military prowess. And we have with us Professor Anshu Joshi. Professor Joshi, welcome to the program and a very, very happy 77th Republic Day to you.
Thank you so much, Vaibhavji, and I wish you and all the audiences a very happy Republic Day.
The 26th of January, why was the day chosen as the Republic Day and what were the themes that were focused on today's parade, in today's parade that will showcase India's future path? Your views, ma'am.
That's a very good and important question, Vaibhavji, because we all need to understand why this day was chosen to be our Republic Day. So historically, if we look back, then we get to know that though our constitution was ready on 26th of November 1949 itself, but the date was chosen because this was the day when Congress had announced Purna Swaraj for the nation, and this was the day when India was declared as a sovereign democratic republic. And Dr. Rajendra Prasad took oath on this day as the first president of India, and we have been celebrating this very significant day as our Republic Day. We also celebrate this day on Kartavya Path when we showcase our defense capabilities as well as our diversified cultural elements.
Ma'am, in a world filled with instability, changing technologies like we've never seen in the history of mankind, India stands as a true, as a lone example of stability, of continuous growth, of peace, and of the nature which promotes all of mankind, not just personal or vested interests. What will you say India's journey has been in the past decade? How will they help India to become Viksit Bharat, a developed India, by or before 2047?
Vaibhavji, again, it's a very good question, and we have traveled a long journey in past few years from being an importer nation to become a manufacturing hub and an exporter nation, especially in the area of security, in the area of defense. And we have accomplished this journey with the goal of self-reliant India, which is a policy framework. And our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji used the term self-reliance in 2014 itself when he was addressing about national security, poverty alleviation and Digital India initiative. So we know it as Atmanirbhar Bharat in Hindi, and it great a significance during the announcement of our economic stimulus package in response to COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. And that was the time when we not only home grew vaccines for COVID-19 pandemic, we also sent these vaccines to more than 150 nations in the world, and we started a new diplomacy, which is known as vaccine diplomacy or vaccine maitri. And this is one example that showcases that how through making India and becoming vocal for local, India has been achieving unimaginable goals and accomplishments in different sectors, ranging from defense to trade to technology and so on. So if I give you a few examples, if we first and foremost take the area of defense, we have become a global hub of manufacturing and exporter from an importer.
True.
So we have transitioned to manufacturing 65% of our equipment domestically, and we have reduced our former 65 to 70% import dependency on different nations. And our annual production has hit a record of 1.54 lakh crore in financial year 2025, and we are on our track to exceed our financial year 26 target of 1.75 lakh crore. Then if you look at the exports have reached all-time high, and we have been sending our different missile systems like BrahMos to Philippines and Indonesia. We are also sending Pinaka and light combat aircraft components to other nations. And by having said that, we can understand that how we have traveled through a long journey in this particular sector. If I take you through the area of technology, semiconductors and AI accelerations are the two prominent areas of focus for us at present. And in the area of semiconductors, we have launched India's semiconductor mission, which is on its track to begin its first commercial chip production in 2026. Four plans are expected to go live this year, and we are facilitated by private firms also. We are also deploying 52 satellite constellations in the area of digital and space, and this is to be completed by 2030. For like real-time border surveillance, it will be on by this year. And commercial space launches are also happening, wherein we are taking help of private firms. We have developed an AI strategy which is dynamic. We have been ranked third globally in AI vibrancy, with total investments in the AI stack projected to reach USD 150 billion by 2026. In the area of trade, if we see global integration and focus on exports are the objectives prima facie, and our trade performance has reached record highs despite high tariffs imposed by the President of United States of America on us. And what we have done, what we have accomplished, is driven by a structural shift towards value-added goods and diversifying our markets. So if you look at our export performance, total exports of both merchandise and services have reached USD 825.25 billion. Last year itself, electronic goods are primary driver for us, and we have also signed and we are signing strategic agreements. So we are eagerly awaiting for this FTA between India and EU to be announced tomorrow. The two important guests from EU are here. They participated in our Republic Day parade also today. And tomorrow we are expecting announcement of this much awaited FTA, which is, now people are calling it mother of all deals. It's going to be a turning point for our market access also in the member state nations of European Union and vice versa. And we are also focusing on manufacturing, and India is known as manufacturing hub at present in the countries like Singapore. So we can see that how we have progressed in the area of technology, especially critical technologies, futuristic technologies like AI, in the area of defense and security, trade in counter-terrorism initiatives, also in the area of public health, pharmaceuticals, education, and so on. So we are pushing towards self-reliance and global integration, as you know, to accomplish our by and large umbrella vision and mission of Vikasit Bharat 2047.
Absolutely, ma'am. We've seen in recent times that India has not bowed down in front of any international pressures or bullying. We have stood up, and rightfully so. We are now moving on from multilateral agreements to bilateral agreements, and we are not just pressurizing anyone else to bow down to our demands, but we are rather championing the cause of human assistance and disaster relief, along with Make in India and Make for the World. How important is India's example for the coming years, in which we believe that it'll be another two decades till India becomes developed? How important are all these steps taken together when we say that we are living in the Amrit Kaal, after which India will surely become a developed nation?
We can see turbulent times at present, Vaibhav, wherein we can see that still two war theaters are on in the world. And we can also see that amid all this turmoil, how the tariff and other punitive measures imposed upon us and other nations of global south have created challenges not only in the area of trade and commerce, but also diplomatically. And we can also see that every day there are new theaters of conflicts that are opening. For example, what is happening in Venezuela. So in this situation, India has given the message of its ancient philosophy of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which is about considering entire planet Earth as a family and all the living beings as like brothers and sisters. Then we talk about the other philosophy of Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, which means that everybody should stay happy. And on that note, we have been progressing bilaterally and multilaterally, wherein we are shaking hands with all the like-minded nations who want to contribute not only to the sustainable development goals that are set at the global level. We have also adopted these goals and we have taken them to the level of our national programs, wherein we have amalgamated, we integrated all these sustainable development goals with our national programs, and we ensured that by democratizing all these schemes and public participation, we ensured that on one hand, the benefits of all these programs should reach to the person sitting at the fag end of the society. On the other hand, India ensured that people should participate in all these programs. And that's where India registered a big success. And it's a turning point, not only from the success story of India's point of view, but also from global politics' point of view. So from like competition to collaboration, this is the message of India to the whole world in this Amrit Kal.
Ma'am, what were the highlights according to you in the 77th Republic Day Parade, and which showcased India's prowess, not just its cultural diversity, but also its military power, and which showcases to the world?
The theme of this year is 150 years of Vande Mataram and self-reliant India. And we showcased our military defense as well as our cultural capabilities and specialities, of course. And two very special guests joined us this time, with whom we are also negotiating and finalizing our FTA. So on one hand, we had Ursula Wahn, who is a German politician and physician, who has been serving as the president of European Commission since 2019. And she is known for like her tough decisions. She served in the German federal government between 2005 to 2019. She was also the federal minister for defense in Angela Merkel's cabinet. On the other hand, we have Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, who is a Portuguese lawyer and politician, and who has served as president of European Council since 2024. And he has also served as the prime minister of Portugal from 2015 to 2024. So these two very special guests were there, and we showcased our military and cultural capabilities. And it was wonderful to see not only different platoons, but also to see that how our women officers were leading these platoons. On the other hand, we also saw tabloids from different states of India, beautiful they were, and we also saw cultural performances of different states, and it was wonderful to watch the amalgamated performance on Vande Mataram from different dancers coming from different states of India. All in all, it showcased Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. Bharat, India is known for its diversified culture and topography, but at the end of the day, all the Indians know that we all are Indians at the end of the day, and this is what we showcased. And with that power, I'm sure that tomorrow, when FTA will also be announced, it's going to be a game changer for global politics, global trade, and it's known as mother of all deals. And after 20 years of intermittent talks, this is what we are going to achieve. And with that, India would be like working towards strategic economic hedging, wherein India and other nations of European Union member states, they would be able to reduce dependency on US and China when it comes to trade. On the other hand, we will also have access to massive markets. That is what we are like trying to achieve at the moment. And it will also boost India's exports and manufacturing. This is also a prioritized objective for India at the moment, considering its future. And India is also showcasing and promoting Make in India. So by lowering the costs for European high-tech machinery and industrial inputs like aircraft parts and medical devices, the FTA would feed India's domestic factories and MSME clusters.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Professor Anshu Joshi, ma'am, thank you so much for being with us at the Akashvani Studios.
Thank you so much, Vaibhav.
Thank you, ma'am.
Spotlight.